Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. You're very welcome along. This is episode 5, series 45, in which I'm walking around a park behind the hospital and inviting you away from your desk, your emails, your computer to take a stroll with me in nature and think about uncertainty. What does it mean? Is it essential? Is it the worst? Is there anything we can do about it? And could it be a path to joy? That's the topic this series. You're very welcome along to Walk the Pod. Walking around the park behind the hospital this lunchtime, so grateful to you for coming with me. I mean, it is helping me out an enormous amount at the moment, this series, because I desperately need to get away from my desk at lunchtimes in a very, very busy period at work, which is also a very, very uncertain period at work. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to be doing in the future, or whether my job will be the same, etc., etc. And so it's enormously helpful to be able to take a break in nature for 10 minutes a day with you and just to think about something completely different. So thank you, and thank you for making me step out from my desk, because I tell you now, dear friends, as I've mentioned before, if it were not for you, I would still be staring at my keyboard and head desking and face palming and so on, which is what I do when I'm at work. So thank you so much for being with me here today. So this is the first Friday episode of series 45, a series in which I've been experimenting with the sound quite a lot. Thank you for bearing with. I thought I'd sorted it yesterday, but haven't quite got it yet. Hopefully today it will all come together. It's monumentally windy in the park today. I just stepped out of the university and the students were standing around looking at each other askance, like, what is this gusting wind that's coming through at enormous high velocity? It was a very, very surprising amount of strong winds suddenly came across the campus as I walked to the park. So that's how you find the nature today, very much blowing around. So apologies for any wind noise on the podcast. I've got my microphone cover kindly sent to me by One-Eyed Bloke, sender of that marvellous voice note from Regent's Park earlier in the series, and so hopefully it's not too bad. So we're thinking about uncertainty this series, and there's a rather lovely piece in The Marginalian, which is a wonderful website if you have never looked it up before. Maria Popova writes some beautiful and profound things about all kinds of topics, there's a piece on there about George Saunders and love and uncertainty, and I put that on the Walk the Pod Lunchtime Walk Club Discord server this morning for people to read. And I also read a fantastic column by Heather Havrileski, my absolute favourite writer of all time. Mostly because she's still alive and writing now. I think it's easier to love a writer when you can get fresh things from them every few weeks. And her absolutely incredible column, Ask Polly, continues to change the way I think about the world all the time. And this morning was no exception. I was reading her talking about how we've got to stop trying to nail things to the floor. And as a writer, she was saying, you know, I'm extremely good at telling stories, but by telling stories, what I'm actually doing is I'm abstracting myself from actually feeling and being in the moment and existing with the feelings. I'd much rather talk about exactly what the feelings are called and what they mean and why they've been evoked in me and who did it and what they're like and what's wrong with them. And she's much more in her philosophy about just being in the moment however it is, not trying to name anything or work anything out or puzzle it through or come to a conclusion or define a position, but just to be in an imperfect moment, in the uncertainty, and just be. Now that might sound like a load of nonsense to you, and I'm absolutely top of the list of people who likes to think through something until I thoroughly understand it, and then name it, and then work out what somebody else's perspective is and what that's called and what's wrong with them. And that's a thing that I absolutely love as much as the next person. But Heather's prompt this morning was to not engage with any of that. Just allow the beautiful emotions inside you to course around and swell and fade, and have them be in you without trying to get rid of them or name them or fix them or identify patterns or triggers or themes or any of that. Just allow it all to be. And so that was a call to uncertainty, really. And it was very powerful for me. Very, very powerful indeed. So I'm going to reread that column later, and I'll share that on the Discord server as well. And it's got a swear word in the title, but don't let that put you off. If you want to access the Discord server to see that and the Marginalian post that I posted earlier as well, go to walkthepod.com and join the club for the price of a posh coffee a month, and get access to the lovely community of walkers all over the world, and those two articles, and lots of pictures of ducks, which nobody solicited or commissioned, but which just happen. What can I see directly in front of me? Well, it's wet in the park today. Sam informs me that we cannot paint the other half of the shed at the allotment over the weekend because it's too wet. And I'm grateful for that, to be honest, because I don't quite have the spoons to paint the other half of the shed this weekend in any case. And plus, I've got about 17 other things I've got to do this weekend. How can I be busy at the weekend? Busy with tasks, that's no good, is it? But I do feel like I'm going to be busy at the weekend. Busy relaxing hard. Busy maybe going to see if Oppenheimer's on at the cinema. Busy picking up Child 2's new desk, which is in a post office near the kid's dad's house, which is confusing, and I'm not quite sure where DPD got that information from, but that's where it is. And loads of other things which I haven't even mentioned to Sam yet, because we haven't we've been like ships in the night this week, rushing around, attending things, working hard, trying to do the washing in and amongst, you know. It's been a very, very busy week. It feels like it's been about 10 days long this week. I hope your week doesn't feel quite so extended and elongated and strung out. Anyway, none of which is what I can see directly in front of me. Just to say that it's wet and windy and muddy and clunks. That's not a word. Well, it is a word, but it's not the right word. Clunks. I think I meant clumps, but I've gone with clunks of mud everywhere. Little stones, twigs, branches. And so on. And an enormous amount of ivy spilling over the wall. Lovely red and yellow brick wall around the walled garden here behind the hospital, Southwest London. And I've mentioned to several people in the office today that it really just needs to sort itself out and deliver us some sunshine now. We're all done with winter, thanks. We've survived all of these months of winter, all 17 months of winter. Now we would like some spring, please. And if the UK could just sort that out, we'd all be in a much better mood. Thank you for walking with me, dear friends. It's been an absolute delight to stretch my legs with you this lunchtime. Cannot tell you how lovely it is to have you along for the walk. And it's now started to rain, so I'm going to accelerate my walk as I walk towards the hospital to try and get in out of the rain again. I hope I don't get too soaked on the way. What else do we do in the Lunchtime Walk Club? Oh, thanks for asking. We do Greta Tuesday, where we say some things we're grateful for on Tuesdays. We do Word Wednesday, where I bring everyone a nature word that we don't have in English from around the world. And at some stage, I'm quite interested in the idea of a live podcast, which would be a bit like a radio show. You can do that through Podbean, my new system. And I'm quite interested in it. I think it's an interesting idea. So we might explore that at some point. But the most important thing to say is that there are 5 more episodes of Series 45 coming to you next week, where we'll be exploring more aspects of uncertainty. So do please tune in to those. And if you've got any feedback for me, or if there's anything you want to tell me about uncertainty, or if you want to send me a walking report, there are 2 ways you can do so. If you go to walkthepod.com, you can press a button marked leave a voice note and tell me what you want to tell me, or you can email walkthepod@gmail.com. Take care of your beautiful mind, yourselves and each other. I wish you a glimmer of joy, or several, in this imperfect day. Have a lovely weekend, and I look forward to talking to you again on Monday.